Welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I mentioned last week that I would let you know what I thought of my new coffee choice, Charleston Coffee. Well, number one, it is bold and dark and has that lovely coffee smell. And number two, it is organic, something not so easy to find. In other words, George and I both like it, and in fact, a cup sits here with me as we visit this morning. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know I am God. A beautiful verse, short but full of meaning. The Lord is saying, I believe, pay attention, folks, I am here. This morning, I wondered, what is God's gift for me today? As I looked up from my prayer, there was a robin picking through the pine straw in the front yard. She had a beak full of dry grass and a gray white feather as she hopped about testing out the various pieces of ground cover. As the primary nest builder, Mrs. Robin clearly knew what she was looking for, and she rejected those pieces that didn't fit into her plan. It was a privileged moment for me to see so closely the preparation of the robin for a spring nest. I've never actually noticed any bird building a nest before, but of course we all know birds build nests. We often look into trees and by chance see a nest, or find them built in garages or hanging baskets or bushes in the yard, or of course, birdhouses. But I have honestly not ever seen expectant parents shopping for materials for a new nest. And don't you wonder how the robin or any other bird knows just what to pick and what to pass by for building materials? Or exactly how to build and where to build and what shape they should build. How does the robin know just what she needs to make the little bed for eggs and hatchlings so soft and warm and cozy? And if ever we ask ourselves, where is God? Perhaps taking a moment to repeat to ourselves the verse from Psalms, be still and know that I am God, will help us be still and notice. Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Creator of all, lover of all you have made with such thought and precision, we humans being the most amazing of all, with a mind that wonders and wishes and hopes and worries, we are the first to miss your presence in everything. Please, Lord, when our minds fill up with doubts and fears, please remind us to be still and see your wisdom and care in all that you have created and given to us to enjoy. All you have created is for us, so we will know you are everywhere, in everything, and in us. Be still and know I am God. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning. And may the Lord bless you and yours.